Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and it's kind of late, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about a gaming experience that I'm having recently. It's just kind of a one take thing, so it's not really something that's fit for the full podcast, but just something that I wanted to get out there. I am having a lot of problems in my transition to Madden from NCAA, and it is probably one of the most frustrating things ever. Now, for those who don't know, they no longer make the NCAA games, which really sucks. It was probably one of the things that I looked forward to the most every year. And yeah, so I bought, when I got a PS4, I bought Madden 25, and I thought it was okay, but I never really intended on playing that much. I got it used for a really cheap price, and although it seemed interesting, I was never really going to get that far into it. So I played it a little bit. I played as the Panthers. I tried to pick a team that, even with NCAA, because I don't have a team that I use primarily, I just try to pick a team that's decently good and is not one of the typical, like, top teams that people pick. So, you know, for that, I picked the Panthers. Of course, my team of choice probably would be the Patriots, but you can see how that's a big deal now. I started a thing with the Patriots. I started a connected franchise with the Patriots, and it's mind-boggling just how many options there are. Like, you know, out of things that you can do if you're pretty much in GM mode, there's just so much stuff to do, and it's a bit overwhelming. And also, once it's actually time to play the game, I'm not very good. I just, like, my NCAA skills don't transfer to this game at all. And I don't know what to do. Like, I have been, I kind of backed out of my franchise and started playing exhibition games just to see if it was me or if it was the quarterback that I was using. You know, like, maybe the game thinks Tom Brady lost a step. You know, that type of thing. So I played a few games with, like, the Seahawks and stuff like that, and I realized that it's not the game, it's me. Like, there's something, you know, like I said, my NCAA skills are not transferring over very well, because I'm throwing a lot of interceptions, a lot of pick sixes. It's pretty bad. So I decided to work on it, So I basically switched it, you know, still a connected franchise, but I started another one. But I created a quarterback just so I can get more practice and more quarterback play. So I also wanted to be on a team kind of like how I do when I pick a team, other than when I pick the Patriots, of course. I wanted to be on a team where the quarterback isn't that big of a name, so when I end up replacing him, it's not going to be that big of a deal. And one of the podcasts that I love listening to is the Dan Le Batard Show, which is a show out of Miami. So I chose the Dolphins. I hear them talk about Tannehill all the time and how he can't really throw it 20 yards past the line of scrimmage. So I was really interested in, like, what happens when you get a quarterback that can't throw it that far. And I was quickly given the answer to that question is, yeah, that guy throws a lot of interceptions. So I'm starting over, and I'm playing a lot of just that franchise where I'm just the one guy, and I'm just focused on throwing the ball and I am having the hardest time. This is like really difficult. I've decided to Nepo it, and I turned it down to rookie. But even on rookie, like, I'm doing extremely well. I'm doing much better than I was, but one, I know I'm on rookie, and two, I'm still throwing those interceptions, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing wrong, because sometimes even when I think that the person is wide open, I guess you're dealing with professionals as opposed to colleges in NCAA, like, someone can be wide open, and by the time the ball gets there, it's a completely different situation, and I threw an interception. So, if you hear this and you got some tips, or if you know some place where I can get some good tips on how to play Madden better, when I finally go back to the GM mode, if you know where I can get some good information on how to do the GM mode better, holler at your boy, Scarfinger on Twitter, ScarfingerHoodRich on G+, and those are probably the best places to reach me. So holler at your boy. I just wanted to talk about that for a couple minutes. Actually, that lasted a lot longer than I expected it to, but it's one of those things. So, thank you very much. And like I say, if you have any tips, holler at your boy. Peace.